DW.
This used to be an old furniture factory in the middle of downtown Santiago, but it's been completely transformed. You can probably hear the chatter going on. In front of me, there are tables full of 84 young women, aged between 18 to 30 years old, learning how to code.
We're a social enterprise where we aim to offer women who haven't had access to quality education or jobs a career in tech by giving them a high-quality education on digital tools and on social-emotional abilities.
That's Marisol Alecon, Laboratoria's executive director in Chile. Marisol met one of the company's founders, Mariana Costa Checa, when she was studying at Columbia University in New York. Once she saw how well the project was working for her friend in Peru, she offered to get things going in Chile.
We started seeing the need for quality developers in Latin America. There weren't enough. And on the other hand, they were mostly men. And the other interesting fact was that most of them hadn't studied formally to become developers. And that's when we realized there was a huge opportunity for people that don't have access to the traditional system of education in Latin America, who are most of the young people in our continent, to maybe develop in this industry, which is the one that grows the fastest.
Marisol says women tend to stay away from the IT sector because they're discouraged in school.
When you start looking at different studies, it shows that until, for example, in Chile, until fourth grade, we all have exactly the same grades, the same abilities, and even women have more abilities on certain aspects of math, of biology, and other classes. But then something happens that women focus on the humanities and boys focus on the more hard sciences. And that's basically because of the treatment from the teachers, from the family, the encouragement of, no, that's too hard for you, stay on something simpler.
I've got one of the students here, Tania Ramirez, who's been puzzling over a quiz on the computer, which is testing how she uses her logic. This helps her to develop her ability to do JavaScripting, a kind of computer language, which is one of the key things they're taught. Tania said it was tough to get into the program.
First, there is an exam where they test you on logic and your emotional intelligence. Then they let you know if you are through to the next round. You are given material to study for a month, and then you come for a one-week pre-selection round to see if you really have what it takes to do the six-month program, which is known as the boot camp, where you have lessons from Monday to Friday.
One of the teachers who has already been through the training is Belin Racavel. Today she's teaching them how to program using JavaScript. Before she got involved with Laboratoria last year, Belin was making sandwiches at the University Cafe in Valparaiso. She did business studies for 3 years, but couldn't finish her degree due to lack of money.
I liked the fact that after 6 months you could find well-paid work and that they would teach you how to program. I didn't know anything about it, but I wanted to give it a go and see if it really was as good as it sounded. That in 6 months you would have a new skill and a new career. So I signed up for the adventure. I've always liked technology.
After the six-month boot camp, the company helps the students to find work. The success rate is around 75% and getting better all the time. The women earn around 3 times more than they were before, says Marisol. They train around 90 students every year, and the project's funded by the government, charities and private funders. And the project's been met with surprisingly little resistance, she says.
When we started the project, we had two hypotheses. One was, are these girls with low levels of education, will they be able to learn how to code? And the other was, will the companies hire the women? In Chile, we actually have a 4.5% of the technological industry is made up by women, which is really low. But once you're talking to the companies, they tell you, we look for women everywhere. We want women in our teams, but we just can't find them. We can't find women that code. So most of them want to incorporate them. It adds diversity, creativity to their job place. They do. There are some that tell us, no, we only work with men and with engineers. It happens. We just close that door and open another one because the others will open.
And the doors are certainly opening. Laboratoria plans to have more projects across Latin America as soon as they get the funding. Jane Chambers, DW, Santiago, Chile. DW.